Hi everybody, it's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and today we've got with us Ella and Robin from the Elm Foundation. Hi.
Hi.
So we're going to talk today about the Changers Programme. So what is the Changers Programme?
So the Changers Programme is a programme for perpetrators of domestic abuse. It's a 26-week programme with 11 modules, and we just look to change thoughts, behaviours and ways that perpetrators act, and with the aim of keeping victims and children safe, really.
So when you say perpetrators, Ella, are the majority of your people attending the course, are they the majority men?
Yes, yeah, so you'll find the majority are male. It's around 10% are women at the minute and 90% are male. So that's both group and one-to-one settings that we run.
And I'm guessing that you run the ladies group separately from the men's group.
So, yeah, the men and the women are kept separately in terms of groups and the one-to-one settings as well. We can also run one-to-one or group settings for the LGBTQ plus community. It's just that at the moment we've not received any referrals, but that is something that we're able to run.
So how does the Changers programme work?
Robin, I don't know if you wanted to say anything.
Yes.
So if I was to come along to a session, what would happen?
So the sessions are 2 hours per week with sort of a check-in in between that time over the phone. And we do all sort, like Ella said, all sort of different modules. I think Ella can correct me if I say this wrong, because she's the perpetrator worker. They will attend the session. I think there'll be a check-in about how their weeks have been and things at the very beginning. I think at the start of all of the sessions, they'll run through a group a contract of what's expected of them during those sessions. You know, sort of phones away, respectful of other perps in the group, those sort of things. And yeah, I think just going through the different sessions, being involved, speaking with the other clients there, engaging with the key workers, showing accountability, that's the number one thing we're kind of looking for in those sessions. I think that's the main gist. I don't know if Ella wants to add anything to that.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is that we educate them on actually what is abusive. So we go through emotional, psychological, physical, post-separation abuse. We go through developing respectful relationships, where we teach them actually what is a fair argument and how can you manage conflict should that come along in a positive and healthy way. Also early warning signs as well. So, you know, it's very easy to say I see red, but what do you notice within your body and how can you find out where that limit is to prevent you from them abusive behaviours? So it's a lot about trying to change a thought process and a belief. So, you know, 26 weeks, it seems a long time, but actually it's not for the amount of work. You know, it's allowing them to be able to identify their own abusive behaviours and what are the intent and belief behind them. And actually, what are the positive intents and beliefs and how can you change that to maintain a healthy relationship? Actually, what are you looking for? What are the costs and benefits of being abusive? Because actually you'll find there are no benefits and there's a lot of costs. What's the effect on their partner, ex-partner, their children? You know, there's a lot of different aspects that we try and look at, just try and prevent recidivism and just keep them on a positive track and maintain that safety.
So how do you actually deliver the programme? I think you said in groups.
Yeah, so it's, we mainly do face-to-face. We do find that it does work a lot better. So they are a group setting, a maximum of 10. So we run 2 groups in Chesterfield, 2 groups in Derby City, and then we do deliver one-to-ones as well, just on a sort of special basis, wherever they may need it.
Right.
So we try and make it inclusive.
And do the victims receive any support, as well as the perpetrators do in the programme then?
Yeah, so my role is a partner safety worker. So when we get a referral in, we establish contact with the partner, ex-partner first, and offer it's generalised person-centred support alongside going through the sessions that the perps will be attending, going through the terms, you know, is this something you think you've experienced through the relationship, and offering a little bit of feedback as well, very sort of confidentiality-based, vague feedback on how we believe as professionals the perps doing in the programme.
And have the people that you've been working with, Robin, have they said that they've noticed a difference with the partners who've been on the perpetrator programme?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of accountability, I'm sort of thinking of one. They've said it hadn't occurred to them before quite the effect that their abuse had had on their partner. And going to that session really changed their outlook. And they kept bringing it up later on in the week after the session, being like, you know, did it really make you feel like that? Is that really what happened? Questioning it, you know, which I think was really surprising for the partner. With another one, there's been a reduced amount of emotional abuse. We often get name calling and things like that, and that's been reduced. They've noticed a change in that. Just often in how perps conduct themselves at home, they've noticed quite sometimes subtle, sometimes really obvious changes. So we have seen some sort of changes, yeah, definitely.
So what is there in place to keep a victim safe whilst their partner is doing the changes programme?
So we're looking for, go through what the abuse looks like, when it's most likely to happen, and what we can do to stop it escalating. So we're putting things in place. It can be more sort of practical things. So if it's an ex-partner or someone they don't see anymore, or they want to keep distance from, we can look at lock changes, we can look at window alarms, we can look at things like that. Or more in the home when they're living with the perpetrator, we can talk about, in what situations do arguments escalate to abuse, and how can we avoid that happening? Could it be a case of you not challenging, as dissatisfying as that is, and how it feels wrong to do that? It can ultimately, they're the one that knows the perpetrator best, they're the expert of them.
Yeah.
So it's looking at how we can de-escalate, stop things getting worse. You know, we look at keeping a charged phone on them at all times. It could be keeping a bag either at a friend's or in a secret place in the home, with, you know, clothes, ID, another bank card, things like that, where if they did decide they wanted to leave, they can very quickly and easily do that. It's difficult, obviously, with children, but if they're old enough to understand, maybe going through a rehearsal of, if we do plan to leave, this is how we do it, this is the route we'll take. Looking at all the scenarios that could happen. If we want to leave when he's away, this is how we'll do it. If we want to leave while he's at work, this is how we'll do it. Looking at all the possible scenarios of how we can safely leave, or how we can safely live in the home for both her, him and the children.
So how does a person join the Changes programme?
So we do have a referral process in place. So we do have our own referral form, which, should it be a professional's referral, and they need to fill out their details, perpetrator details, all of partner's details. I will say that obviously that is really important to us. Like we've said before, partner safety is paramount. So that's something that we really do need, just as a safety precaution, all the details of, you know, incidents, just as much information as we can, really. That'll be processed, and Robin or our other partner safety worker will pick that up, and partner or ex-partner will be contacted first. Following that, the perpetrator will be contacted and an assessment will be completed, see whether the criteria is met with them. We're looking at things like, you know, are they on bail? We can't take anyone that's currently on bail, or any ongoing investigation in relation to domestic abuse or any sort of serious crime. And then following that, introduction session will be completed with them and hopefully start the programme.
What if a person was noticing behaviours in themselves and they thought that they might be a perpetrator? Are they able to refer themselves into you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we accept self-referrals as well. We're more than happy to speak to them on the phone, give them a bit of information about the programme and make sure that it's right for them. But absolutely, self-referrals are great because there's already that element of accountability there.
And you're recognition.
Already in that mindset.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for talking to me today and telling me a bit more about the Changes programme. Yet again, news from the Elm Foundation of all the wonderful things they're doing. It's just brilliant. So we'll finish there for today, and I'm sure it won't be long before we're speaking to someone from the Elm Foundation again. But thank you so much, Ella and Robin. It's been really nice speaking to you.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.